Ever heard of a secret weapon for local businesses? Like something that can give you a real edge, especially if you're already using online advertising.
I like where this is going.
Well, we're going to dive deep today into an article all about using Google My Business, GMB, to support a local PPC advertising campaign. And hopefully by the end of this deep dive, you'll know how to get even more out of all those marketing efforts you're already putting in. Maybe even save some money along the way and reach more of those ideal customers you're looking for.
I mean, who wouldn't want that, right? It's amazing how often GMB gets overlooked, even though it can really make a difference with those hyper-targeted ads you're probably already running.
All right, let's unpack this a little bit.
Here.
First things first, for anyone who might be new to this, what exactly is Google My Business?
You can think of it like a bridge almost between those online ads you're running and, the real world. Like, it helps customers actually find your business after they click on your ad. You've already paid to get them interested, right? GMB just helps make sure they can actually walk through the door.
So it's like a digital storefront that kind of builds trust alongside those paid ads. I can definitely see the value in that.
Absolutely. And goes even deeper than that, too. You know how people search online these days? It's all about those super specific phrases, what we call long-tailed keywords. GMB helps you capture those searches. So you're visible to customers who are looking for exactly what you offer.
Okay, whether you.
Like, for example, say you're a bakery that specializes in, gluten-free vegan desserts. Someone might search for a gluten-free vegan birthday cake near me. Having those keywords in your GMB listing could be the difference between showing up in those search results or not.
Interesting.
It's really powerful.
So you're getting hyper-specific with your targeting? I like that. The article mentioned the scenario where someone sees your ad, but then they go and they Google your business name to check you out before actually clicking through.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All the time.
What's happening there?
It's like they're looking for that second business card, just to reassure themselves that you're the real deal. The article actually uses a great example with a plumbing service. So you see their ad, and then what do? You do a quick search for their business, make sure they seem trustworthy, have some decent reviews before you actually pick up the phone and call them.
Right. Makes total sense. It's not just about getting the clicks, but about making sure those clicks actually turn into, real paying customers. GMB seems to add that extra layer of credibility.
It really does.
Now, the article focused on a few specific types of businesses: electricians, plumbers, cleaning services, that sort of thing. A lot of service-based businesses that operate locally. Is that really the only type of business that benefits from a strong GMB presence?
Not at all. While those are all really good examples, any business with a local presence can benefit, even if you mostly operate online. Let's say you have an online shop, but you also offer local pickup or delivery. Someone might search for, handmade jewelry near me. And even if your primary business is online, wouldn't you want to pop up in those search results?
That's a really good point. I'm already seeing how this could apply to a lot of different businesses. And speaking of popping up, the article also mentioned GMB and its impact on Google Maps.
Oh, yeah, big time.
What's the connection there?
Well, having a complete and accurate GMB listing is crucial for showing up on Google Maps, especially for those on-the-go mobile users who are, out and about.
I see what you mean.
Think about it. You're out running errands, and suddenly you have a plumbing emergency. You're not going to go home to your computer to find someone.
Nope.
You're going to pull out your phone and search for plumber near me, and the businesses with those strong GMB profiles and good reviews, they're going to be the first ones you see.
So it's about being the solution at the exact moment that someone needs it. Now, there was one thing that really jumped out at me in the article, something about cyber criminals targeting GMB listings.
Yeah, it's a real thing, unfortunately.
I have to admit, that caught me a little off guard. What's that all about?
So these cyber criminals are basically trying to hijack GMB listings, either to hold them hostage or to redirect customers to, their own competing businesses.
Oh, wow.
It's a serious threat, which is why claiming and verifying your GMB listing is so important. It's like you're installing a security system for your online storefront.
So claiming your GMB listing isn't just about visibility, it's about protecting your business from these digital bandits.
Exactly.
You got it.
This is getting interesting. Who knew a free business listing could have such high stakes?
Right. The online world can be a tricky place.
Yeah.
And GMB is just another important piece of the puzzle for local businesses. It's a powerful tool when used correctly, but unfortunately, it can be exploited if you're not careful. This has me thinking about how important it is to be vigilant about online security, especially as a small business owner. Before we get into that, though, I'd love to explore this Google Maps advantage a bit further. It seems like it's more than just convenience.
Yes.
There's something really strategic happening there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it definitely goes beyond just convenience, you know?
Yeah.
When someone searches on Google Maps, they're often looking for a solution right then and there. Like, if you're in a new city and you search restaurants near me, you're probably hungry and ready to eat now. Being one of the top businesses that pops up can make all the difference.
It's that need it now urgency.
Right.
Right. The article highlighted how GMB and Google Maps work together, especially for those mobile users who are out and about and ready to make a decision.
Exactly. If you're the first business they see on the map, especially with good reviews and clear directions, you have a much higher chance of getting their business. You're not just on the map. You're top of mind at the moment it matters most.
Now, the article specifically mentioned that certain types of businesses like electricians, plumbers, and HVAC companies see a huge benefit from using GMB with their PPC campaigns. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These are the businesses you call when you have an emergency. You're not shopping around. You need someone right away. A strong GMB listing builds trust and reassures potential customers that you're the right choice, especially when they're stressed and need help fast.
But it's not just emergencies, right? You could also think about real estate agents, insurance companies, even dentists and lawyers. These are all businesses where local presence and reputation are really important when choosing who to work with.
Exactly. GMB acts as a virtual storefront for these businesses, allowing them to showcase their services, highlight positive reviews, and give potential customers the information they need to make a decision.
It's like word-of-mouth marketing, but amplified by the power of Google.
And don't forget about those small retail shops. Convenience stores, restaurants, auto dealerships, they all benefit from being visible in their local markets. A well-optimized GMB listing can really help them stand out and attract those nearby customers.
Okay, so it all comes back to visibility and making sure you're showing up when and where it matters. Now, the article talked about the importance of long-tailed keywords, especially for local businesses. Can you explain what those are and why they're so important for GMB?
Think of it this way. Someone searches for best organic coffee shop with outdoor seating downtown. That's a long-tailed keyword, very specific and targeted to a niche audience. GMB lets businesses optimize their listings for these types of searches, so you increase your chances of appearing in front of the right customers at the right time.
So it's about getting hyper-local and hyper-specific. You're not just a coffee shop. You're the spot for people who want organic coffee and outdoor seating downtown. I'm starting to understand how powerful this can be. But let's be realistic. A lot of business owners are already juggling so many things. Why should they prioritize GMB when there are so many other demands on their time and resources? What's the real return on investment here?
Well, the great thing about GMB is that it's a free tool with the potential for huge returns. By optimizing their listing, businesses can increase visibility in local search results, get more foot traffic, generate more leads, and ultimately drive more sales. It's a low-cost, high-impact marketing strategy that any business can use.
It's like that saying, the best things in life are free, but in this case, it could also lead to more customers and more revenue. That's a win-win, but it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of thing, right? The article talked about keeping your GMB listing up to date. What does that actually look like?
You're absolutely right. A GMB listing needs regular attention. It's crucial to keep your business information accurate, respond to customer reviews, and update your photos and posts regularly to keep your listing fresh and engaging.
So it really is like tending a garden. You need to water it, weed it, and nurture it to help it grow and thrive.
I like that analogy. And just like a neglected garden, an outdated GMB listing can hurt your business's online visibility and reputation.
We've talked about the benefits of GMB, the types of businesses that benefit most, and the importance of keeping listings up to date. But we also need to circle back to the cybersecurity aspect. How do those attacks on GMB listings actually work, and what can businesses do to protect themselves?
It can get a little technical, but I'll try and keep it simple. Cybercriminals often use phishing scams or malware to get access to business accounts, including GMB listings.
It's a little scary how sophisticated these attacks have become.
It really is. That's why strong security measures like two-factor authentication and regular software updates are so important.
And claiming and verifying your GMB listing is a key part of that defense as well, right?
Absolutely. Verifying your listing shows Google that you're the legitimate owner of the business, making it much harder for cybercriminals to take over your listing.
It's like putting a lock on your front door. It's not foolproof, but it makes it a lot harder for someone to break in. We've covered a lot of ground here, the what, the why, and the how of Google My Business, and even touched on the security risks involved. But I want to come back to the main point of the article, using GMB to support a local pay-per-click advertising campaign. How do these two strategies work together to create a powerful marketing combination?
It's all about synergy. PPC ads drive traffic to your website, while GMB gives potential customers the local context and credibility that can turn those clicks into paying customers.
It's like a well-oiled machine where everything works together seamlessly. Let's say you're running a PPC ad for your plumbing services. Someone sees your ad and clicks through to your website, but they're not quite ready to book an appointment. Then later that day, their toilet starts overflowing. They immediately search for a plumber on Google Maps. If you have a complete and accurate GMB listing, guess who's going to be the first one they see?
It's about being in the right place at the right time, but online. And that right place is your GMB listing. It bridges the gap between online advertising and real-world action.
This deep dive has been so insightful. I'm already thinking about how to apply these tips to my own business. Before we wrap up, what's the one key takeaway you want listeners to remember?
It's really about making sure you're visible when and where it matters most.
So even if you're not quite ready to jump into the world of PPC ads just yet,
right,
just claiming and optimizing your GMB listing, that's still a huge win.
Right, absolutely. Mm. It's free, it's easy, and it can really make a big difference in terms of attracting those local customers. It's a no-brainer for any business with a local presence.
Totally agree with you there.
Yeah.
But GMB is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Exactly. You're not going to solve all your marketing problems with just GMB. You still need a solid overall strategy.
Okay.
Think of GMB like a foundation, the base upon which you build your entire online presence.
So it helps you get found, build credibility, attract customers. But then you still need to engage those customers, provide that amazing service,
yeah,
and really nurture those relationships.
Got it. That's where things like, you know, social media, content marketing, email marketing, all of that comes into play. It's all about creating a cohesive ecosystem where all your marketing efforts are working together.
Uh-huh. And GMB plays a vital role in connecting those online and offline experiences.
Yeah.
The article even mentioned that GMB listings can be updated with those, you know, COVID-19 related modifications. It's amazing how adaptable the platform is.
Yeah, it's constantly evolving. Google's always refining GMB to meet the changing needs of businesses and consumers.
So it's not a set it and forget it thing?
Nope.
You really need to stay informed about new features updates and be proactive about adapting your GMB strategy as needed.
It's just like any other aspect of your business. You got to stay agile and responsive to stay ahead of the game.
Now, before we wrap things up, I'd love to hear a final thought from you. What's the one thing you want to leave our listeners with today? Something to really stick with them long after this deep dive is over.
You know, I'd say think beyond the immediate benefits of GMB. Consider the long-term implications for your business's online reputation and customer relationships.
That's an interesting point. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. A well-managed GMB listing. It doesn't just attract new customers, it also helps you build those stronger relationships with your existing ones.
By providing valuable information responding to those reviews, showcasing your brand personality.
Exactly. It's a chance to create a loyal following of customers who trust your business. And, you know, they'll recommend it to their friends and family.
So you're essentially turning your customers into brand ambassadors, which is huge in today's competitive landscape.
Absolutely. It's not just about those one-time transactions. It's about building those lasting connections.
And GMB can be a powerful catalyst for those connections.
For sure.
We've come full circle here from those, you know, technical nuts and bolts of GMB to the bigger picture of building a thriving business.
It's all connected. And that's what's so fascinating about marketing, understanding how all the pieces fit together.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to digest today. What do you say we leave them with a quick checklist of things to look for when they go check their own GMB listing?
I think that's a great idea. First things first, make sure all your business information is accurate and up to date. Name, address, phone number, website, hours of operation. Make sure it's all correct. Then take a look at your business categories. Make sure they accurately reflect what you do. Don't forget to add some photos and videos to your listing. You know, make it visually appealing. And finally, encourage those happy customers to leave reviews. Reviews are social proof, and they can really make a big difference.
That's an awesome checklist. So there you have it, everyone, the inside scoop on Google My Business and how to use it for local marketing success. We've got more exciting deep dives coming your way, so make sure you subscribe and stay tuned. We'll see you next time.